From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Justice Department says thousands of federal inmates will be eligible to apply for pardons and early release. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the effort is aimed at prisoners serving long sentences for nonviolent drug crimes.
Deputy U.S. Attorney General Jim Cole says the justice system needs to be fair and be perceived as fair by minorities who disproportionately bear the brunt of drug charges. The new clemency push is open to inmates who have clean records, no ties to gangs, and who have served at least 10 years behind bars. The Bureau of Prisons will reach out to inmates starting next week, and Justice is asking nonprofit groups to help prisoners with their applications. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is offering sharp words for Ukraine's interim leaders. They have relaunched anti-terror operations against pro-Russian separatists. The BBC's Tom Esselmont is in Moscow.
In comments printed on the Russia Today website, Lavrov said that if the interests of Russians were threatened in Ukraine, then Moscow would have no option but to respond. He said this had been the case in the region of South Ossetia in 2008. There, when Russian forces were sent in to repel Georgian troops, a five-day war broke out.
The BBC's Tom Esselmont. Lavrov also says Russia believes the U.S. is directing the actions against pro-Russian separatists. Election officials in Afghanistan say they are delaying the release of the results of the country's April 5th election. NPR Sean Carberry reports the commission has processed 90% of the vote count so far and hopes to release the results over the weekend.
Election Commission spokesman Noor Mohammed Noor says fraud investigations have slowed the tallying of the results that were scheduled to be released tomorrow.
There are some polling stations. We might be recount and audit.
Some 900 formal allegations of fraud were filed against candidates and election workers. The commission says they are working to ensure the results reflect the will of the voters. Partial results released to date show opposition figure Abdullah Abdullah leading former finance minister Ashraf Ghani by 11 points. If neither candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, there will be a runoff election, which means it could still be months before the country has a new president. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama has arrived in Tokyo on the first leg of his four-country tour of Asia. He'll attend an official state dinner with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Thursday. He'll also attend official talks tomorrow. Obama is also scheduled to visit South Korea, Malaysia, and the Philippines on this tour. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 16,504. The Nasdaq is down 28 points at 4133. The S&P 500 is down 3 at 1877. This is NPR. Arizona's governor has vetoed two bills that would have expanded gun rights in that state. NPR's Ted Robbins says the bills were supported by the NRA and opposed by local law enforcement.
Republican Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoed one bill which would have allowed guns in public buildings that don't already have security. Schools were accepted. It would have forced the state and cities to either pay for security or let guns into places like council chambers and offices. The other bill Brewer vetoed would have penalized Arizona cities that passed gun regulations which were stricter than state law. This is the third time the governor has vetoed similar gun bills passed by Arizona's Republican-controlled legislature. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Relatives and Buddhist monks are praying at the South Korean coast near where a ferry sank last week, killing at least 150 people. About 150 more passengers are unaccounted for. Divers are slowly searching underwater in the capsized ferry's corridors and rooms for more victims. Reports from Brazil say there's been fighting in Rio de Janeiro. A popular local resident was killed in one of the city's slums, and angry people set fires and threw homemade bombs into streets. They blamed police for the man's death. Police responded to the violence with gunfire. Authorities have started a program to drive gangs from the slums ahead of the Men's World Cup soccer tournament that begins in June and the Olympic Games. But there have been complaints about excessive police force, and Rio residents say they are not getting the new social services that they were promised. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.